Father, thank you again, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you again that you're here in the midst of us. And Lord, so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And thankful that you draw us nigh, and you draw us nigh. And Lord, thank you for the comfort today. And Lord, this exhilaration, Lord, that we have in the Spirit's power, this love, God, that you abundantly shed and shed it more abroad, and this geyser of love, God, that continues to flood out, Jesus. God, let every life here this morning enter in. Lord, let them know that you're calling to each and every one individually, come unto me, come unto me. Father, as you said, come to me now and kiss me. Oh, Lord, let us enter into that wonderful love. Oh, the depths of the love of God. God, that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, you've given it freely. Let us just take what you've given. Oh, in Jesus' name to believe you. Amen. Praise God. Open up your Bibles today to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy 8, and we'll go over to Psalm 77 as well. We're going to talk about remembering. Yep, that's right, remembering. Now, I know we rejoice, and what a precious calling we have. I believe a calling, as the Word of God so faithful to His Word, a calling as a part of the company of the rib portion. Praise the Lord. And in that, I'm thankful that we rejoice in Philippians 3, as it says, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. And what a joy and rejoicing that is. Praise be to God to know that He is completely forgiven. And His forgiveness, praise God, comes with remembering no more. Hallelujah. And God help us to enter into those things. I thank God and rejoice with Him every moment of the day that old things are passed away. Do you hear that? Old things, all of those old things have passed away, and all things have been made new. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But there is a remembering, and a wondrous remembering that by the grace of God, a remembering that we would never, ever forget. And I believe as we start here in Deuteronomy today, through the lips, and praise God, through the heart that God had given sweet Joshua, may be said one of the sweetest ways in the Word of God about remembering. Verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way, notice that, all the way, which the Lord thy God led thee, these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Ooh, I love that. Had to be in a place that only you could receive it. Manna which you did not know, neither did thy fathers know. Oh, it even gets better. That he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. Thou holdst mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more, by the grace of God, I desire to abound in my life than to remember, praise God, all the mighty works of the beauty of my God. But in order for that abounding to be present in a life, brothers and sisters, in order for that abounding to be present so that fear doesn't set in, that anger doesn't set in, that doubt doesn't set in, that despair doesn't set in, that any of that stuff doesn't set in, you must remember. You must remember. And you must remember all, not some. This isn't pick and choose. You must remember all the mighty acts of God, and especially the mighty acts of God in your life. I need that testimony over and over. I need to remember daily the miracles of the Lord. And I'm talking downright miracles of God. Over and over and over to my life. That has me to even be thinking at that moment of the mighty God. Of the I Am. Of Jesus my Savior. All of those miracles that brought to my heart and my life the message of Christ Jesus and my bridegroom. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need that testimony over and over that nothing is hard for God. I need that testimony over and over that nothing is hard for God. I need that testimony by the grace of God that he has never, ever left me. I need that testimony over and over and over that he has never, ever left me. And even in the times that I wanted to walk away from God. Amen. Amen. Now I know, because the Bible tells me so. But I know that we're all facing the most serious trials of our life. Amen. The most serious, intense decisions, the greatest challenges, whether in our homes, with our children, our family, relationships, whether in our body, our health, mental, physical, whatever it may be, in our work, our finances. But God, let us be encouraged. Let us not forget our brother Joshua, not just speaking to Israel, but the word of the Lord through the Holy Ghost speaking to you right now. Do not forget my keeping. And do not forget the keeping of your family. Amen? Don't forget the keeping of your family. And I'm talking about my family way back yonder, thousands of years ago, that for 40 years in a desert, in the wilderness, they were kept perfectly. That God fed them with manna from heaven. That God took water from a flinty rock. That God, praise God, gave them clothes that never wore out. And by golly, as God just reminded them so sweetly, and your feet never hurt. Isn't that awesome? Come on now, how many pairs of shoes you bought to not have your feet hurt? And your feet still hurt? Their feet went on for 40 years and they never swelled. I could sit down after wearing my comfy sneakers and my shoes and all that and eating a nice meal, and my goodness, my big toe was swollen. Their feet never swelled. Their feet never hurt. Do you see God coming at you again? Do you get a vision of the three Hebrew children? Not only did he keep them, they didn't smell a smoke. God didn't just take them across the Red Sea, did he? Huh? He brought them across on dry ground. They've got that movie where they're pulling chariots over seaweed and all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to assure you right now, that thing was paved more smooth. And I wouldn't want to insult God because our streets are, never mind, but you know what I'm talking about. There wasn't a ripple, Bob. Matter of fact, I think they even were floating, going across that thing. Now, let's get more personal. How about Jesse? How about you never forget how your little mom was about 2 years old and her dad walked out on him. But God gave you a new dad that brought to your life the whole counsel of God. How about a little bit more personal, Jesse, that God, in all of your searching and thoughts and all of these different things, brought you a wife that loves the Lord. That not only stood with you, but supported you in the things of God. That by the grace of God, instrumental without, I would not be the man of God I am today. How about more personal, that little awkward, chubby kid that would rather blend in with the brick wall. And yet God said, oh, I'll make you an opera singer. And then he took that kid and made him a businessman. And then he took that businessman and he made him a pastor. How about that? How about it get more personal? And I remember when I got to pray for that precious couple with that sweet daddy right back over there, over his son laying there dead. And he knows it. In that hospital. No hope. But yet the Spirit of the Lord was there. And I'm still believing that that young man will someday praise the Lord with all his heart, soul, and might. What about when my dear so-called Catholic aunt, oh, you talk about religious. Religion, even you looked that up and you saw her picture of it. But here she came that day, walking through the basement of the church with my mom. What you doing here, Mom? Well, your Aunt Minnie wants you to pray for her, honey. She's been diagnosed with severe blood cancer. And she's going to have to go in for treatment. And she's going to go in later this week. And they don't give her much hope. My little aunt, and I'll tell you, she's little. And I remember, as her head was bowed, I just grabbed her little chin. I said, "Aunt Minnie, I know you love Jesus. And I know that he's given you the faith to believe him. And I said, let's take that faith right now and believe God that cancer is nothing for God. And I'll believe him with you today that by his stripes, you're healed. How about remembering, son, that 3 days later she called you? Honey, I began treatment today. They did blood work on me again today just to see, to make sure that they're giving me the right time of chemo. And the doctor said that there's no cancer in my blood. Now, I don't need to advertise those things, brothers and sisters. I don't. That isn't my testimony day after day and week after week to you. Because of by the grace of God, you know him. But God help us lest we forget. God help me if I don't remember. When I pray for you, or you pray for me, that there is nothing hard for my God. Amen? He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we rejoiced last week, and that is that. It just is that. There's nothing else. There is nothing else. Do you not believe that the only thing that will ever be is the Word of God that will abide forever? Amen. There isn't anything else beautiful. And you know it. You know there's nothing beautiful of this world but God. You know there's nothing beautiful of you but God. You know there isn't anything beautiful of anything but God. And here is all but God. Praise the Lord. Isn't he beautiful? Oh, I love to sit down and listen to him with you. It's a wonderful thing. But see, brothers and sisters, would I ever forget how God witnessed to me with angels there in Mexico when God called me to be your pastor almost 12 years ago now? I knew what he was doing when I got that message. I knew what he wanted. But he knew what I needed. And when I got back to where we were staying, God sent the angels. And he did. Oh, brother, do you believe in angels? Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, because the Bible tells me so. But by the grace of God, he showed me so. And when I got back to where we were staying, I believe there were 8 or 10 of them. And yeah, they were people. One called a pastor and a family that I've testified to you before. To this day, you'll never find them here on earth because they're from above. I'm telling you the truth, so you can take what you want or not. But I'll remember. And I remember, and my wife remembers when I got back into that place before I could ever utter a word. And yet here I was in a circle with all these wonderful hands upon my life. And yes, God did send the angels to anoint and to feed and to give assurance to a very weak vessel who stands before you today. And by the grace of God, in that same weakness, your pastor. God help me never to forget. Amen. Does he not supply all your need? Always. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Amen. And yet here you might be sitting today doubting. God help us. Amen. Lord, increase my faith right now. I'm not waiting to please you. By the grace of God, help my defiance right now. Don't you go curling up in unbelief. Don't you go curling up in self-pity, which is also known as unbelief. Lay hold of the horn on the altar. Amen? Aren't you here to please God today? Well, please Him the only way, by believing the Word of God. Amen. Now, how wonderful to, by the grace of God, let's always remember the mighty acts of God. And here's why. Remember Moses? Precious man. Amen. Wonderful, mighty prophet. The prophet, the word to the people. The prophet, the word of God to the people. And the word of God to the people went up to the mount for a mere 40 days. 40 days! And what happened with 40 days without the word of God? Disaster. Amen. They were down there worshiping a golden calf in a mere 40 days. These were the same people that Joshua again reminded, don't go back there. Remember the great things He hath done. Remember those 40 years that He kept you perfectly. And yet here in 40 days, they were worshiping a golden calf. And I'm going to hear to remind you today, mankind has not changed. Mankind is no different. That same corruptible, that same quick unbelieving flesh is still amongst us. Brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus said, oh Father, give us this day our daily bread. Not monthly, not weekly. Amen? Come on. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily, every day, throughout the day. Jesus, I need it more and more and more and more and more. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, the Word of God has led us, and He's made it known so clear right now. Those that love His appearing are going to see Jesus soon. Those that love His appearing are going to see Jesus soon. Those that don't love His appearing are going to see Jesus later. I want to see Jesus soon. And brothers and sisters, we have been graced with such great, 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 infinite grace. Amen. Paul's gospel in such abundance. The testimony, the faithfulness of our fathers. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Grace in these pews over the years. The testimony, for me to live, Christ die gain. The testimony, praise God. Oh, if by any means I might attain to, hallelujah, that out resurrection. Don't make that grace vain. Don't make that grace vain. Don't make it an empty thing. Don't you want to please God? Praise God. Oh, yes. You see, brothers and sisters, whether we stop remembering, whether we stop remembering by thinking we're something when we're nothing. Or whether I stop remembering because I'm so low, I'm so down, I'm so hurt, I'm so broken, I've been so rejected, I've been so insulted. I think somehow God is so angry, I did something so wrong that He shut up His mercy. Either way, when I stop remembering, my hope is going to perish. My soul is going to wane in leanness. And I'm going to tell you, sure, my weakness might be absolutely the most immense weakness there's ever been. My current situation might be just downright awful. And I'm going to tell you right now, and it sure ain't joyous for the moment. But I will remember. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Amen? Amen! Then let's remember. Let's remember. Let's remember all the mighty things and the wonderful, amazing, immense, complete, constant faithfulness that never ends of our blessed Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And let us settle down. Settle down into praise and thanksgiving. That I know that the Lord my God will deliver me out of all my troubles. Oh yes, out of all. As he's already and always done, out of all my troubles.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is the victory.
Yes, Jesus.
That overcomes the world.
Yes,
Jesus. Even your faith.
Amen. While every head is bowed in Jesus' name. Lord, you've given us the victory. Lord, we are now, hallelujah, the sons of God, now. And Lord, let us draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. If you be for us, which you are. Who could be against me and my household? For the blood of Jesus does cover my home. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let us just lay hold of it in Jesus' name. Praise God.